Okay, you were talking about...
As I mentioned, when I addressed junior officers about to graduate, I always told them one thing. When they reported for duty, went on a job, the first job, to remember that the private on that job knew more about that job than they did, and not to go into any job or on any job trying to change things, because the lowest ranking person knows more than you do about that job. So what you do is you find out what's going on, you talk to all of your people, each one of them, find out what they do and see how they together make everything mesh together, see how they make that office runs. And you sit there and you listen and you watch and see what's going on. You observe. You may be able to change things, you may be able to improve them, but find out first what needs to be improved. And that requires patience, understanding, and that's what you got to have.
Good management skills.
Very good management skills. But you wait, you see. But some people, sometimes I think in government, I think this happens in higher government. I think when people come into it new, they just change things right away without realizing that they might have a good thing going. But they change things, let somebody know I'm here now. Well, I never wanted officers to do that, because you can go into a job and you can start changing things and you can change it for the worse. Or you can go into a job and you don't respect staff members. They'll let you down. You have to give respect in order to get respect. And I always tell people that. You give, then you get back. And I've always respected every person I worked with. I hope that they understood I was respected. And I really tried. And I think I respected all. And I got respect back. I have never had any person that I've worked with said I was unfair. They say I've been tough, but never unfair. They laugh about it. Now sometimes I see some of the people I work with, they say, yeah, she was tough, but she was fair. So that's right. And I was.
That's a compliment.
Well, but I was fair to them. And I would explain things to them and why I was doing it. I've had to sometimes, what's it, they call it not discipline, but I guess counsel. People I work with, maybe they're coming in late, you know, hey, wait a minute. You know, being on time is part of your job. I feel very strongly about people being on time for things. And I'll say this, you know, and if I have to counsel them, I'll counsel them. And they understand it. Well, yes, ma'am, you're right, you know, this, because I'm going to be fair with you, and just be fair with me. And I always stress the fact that, remember, your word is the barometer of your character.
That's something to remember.
That's right. And you say you're going to do something, then you do it. If you're not going to be able to do it, then tell me you're not going to be able to do it. But if you promise, it is a barometer of your character. And everything kind of follows behind that.
Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I just enjoy talking with you.
I hope
you're successful in your project, whatever it is, and if I may be able to help you further, please give me a call.
I'll be delighted
to do it.
I would appreciate that.
And you can just erase those tapes, because they are so jumbled here and there.